Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call for Buddhas and Butterflies. We are working with worry. And as we head into transforming worry, we're moving from confusion to clarity. So for those of you that are new, you may not have heard me overly emphasize this. I suppose you probably would have when transform emotions into energy, but I'm going to speak to it again. Worried in our understanding of it through the five element theory with Chinese medicine is that it relates to the essence of confusion when it's being personalized or pathologized in some sort of a way. And that confusion, if we look at the word confusion in Spanish, C-O-N means with. Fusion means fusion. Meaning as long as we're like super stuck, like Velcro, or with something that's fused really strongly, then we're going to not have a lot of clarity. It's going to be too densified. So I sometimes think of releasing worry as needing time and space to find clarity. And the other image that often comes to me is like, you know those Christmas lights that get really tangled? Is to just gently begin to create some spaces. And then sure enough, there's like that one little trail that you can finally like pull out. And all of a sudden you are tangle free. Yeah. So well, sometimes it takes a few rounds of that. But you get the idea in essence. So as we work through today's session, I should say, and know that it might need actually some time and some space. So if you can honor that as, think of it as homework after the call in some way, shape, or form, or at some point this week, give yourself a bit of extra downtime to integrate things, that might serve you really well. Okay, loves. We're going to start off today by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space, and every breath an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you, and if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it. Taking time to appreciate it. And to drink it in and be with it in a way that's really mindful and heartful. And then if you're open to it, I'm going to invite you to either look outward or inward, let your senses go for a bit of a walk around those spaces. Let them land in anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And whatever they land upon, noticing what it is you like the most about that thing in this particular moment. Perhaps it's the light around it, the space around it, the way the shadow seems to emanate from it. Or potentially it's the actual color, shape, size, or what it reminds you of. Drinking in all that juiciness of all that you appreciate about it in a way that lets you again mindfully receive it, heartfully receive it. And slowing down to take the time and space to savor it. Noticing how your body mind seems to respond to it. In other words, almost imagining like you could sense the impact of whatever your attention is on the insides of you. That holds true even if your attention is already inward and on the inside of you. And as that happens, savoring all that feels good internally. Savoring all that feels pleasant and neutral as a response. There might be other things happening, but see if you can tease that apart and focus for now just on the pleasant and neutral. And as you continue to savor, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for the opportunity to be here with you all. And thank you to Creator, God, Spirit, Universe, whatever we call this, for this opportunity to connect in these sweet ways. And the deepest of loves and thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands for us to partake in these types of connections. And thank you to all that's created you, including the family line, your ancestors, your lineages. And thank you deeply for being you and the creation of all that's come through as this essence of you. Oh. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your session today. Okay, so we're starting off with lymphatic circulation, which drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And working here with circulation. through, in particular, the right side of the body, working with the capacity to take action that's in alignment with the essence of your heart and the essence of your being. So aligned action that's also informed by your awareness. We're going to link that up all the way through now to both the heart and the crown chakra. That right side of the body is the masculine. It's all about taking action, producing results, making things happen. As we run that lymphatic drainage through this right side of the body, we're also going to run it through the left side of the sole of the foot. Pardon me, the sole of the left foot might be a better way to say that. The sole, the entire sole of the left foot. And as we work with it through there, we're also doing it through the midline of the back of the calf. There's like a little line going up just through the center, right where that bladder meridian runs. And here we're cleaning out things that have quote unquote pissed you off. Things that have pissed you off but that you have formerly felt powerlessly to take action on. As we do that, we're going to simultaneously unhook the pattern of being like a chameleon or basically disguising yourself, pretending to be something or someone else in order to fit in, belong, be accepted, and be connected to. And as we release that pattern, we're also unhooking the belief system that I have to be a chameleon in order to receive connection and in order to be granted love. Okay, so this pattern is, I'm not sure if I'll be able to describe it very well anatomically. It's kind of got like a corkscrew swirl to it. It's hooked into the left eye, in particular bladder 1 points, that inner corner of the eye that helps us to see the present moment with clarity, except it's actually occluding that. It's wrapped around through the left temporal lobe, through the left occipital lobe, also through the right occipital, but more so the cerebellum on the right side. And then it goes down the right side of the neck, all the way through the shoulder, down the arm, but also down through now both left and right shoulder blades, and also into the left arm. Related to it is also the belief that I have to contort myself. I have to contort myself in order to be accepted. Okay. And all those areas that I mentioned around the left and the right occipital are also tying into the points of acceptance that come not from body talk, but from another modality. And there's this related idea that, again, you have to contort yourself in order to be acceptable. And that has to be done at any cost. At any cost. It doesn't actually matter what you want or what you need in particular. And then we're releasing the idea that you are supposed to even have needs in the first place that are more important than anybody else's. Excuse me, the idea that your needs don't matter. Let me say that differently. And we're really releasing that through the front neck musculature as a whole. Okay, now, the same time as that, through the area just behind the ear and the various muscles that attach up through to that area where essentially the back of the skull is joining onto the spine, is carrying with it the fear that you won't be able to be stable in connection with that which is seemingly greater than you. Or potentially, if this relates for you, the fear of that all playing out in the face of your relationship or your connection to God, spirit, universe. Where the skull joins the spine is often referred to as God's mouth. So it's how we relate to our own self and that relationship to potentially that which we consider to be greater than ourselves. And as we work with this, releasing a fear of overwhelm and a fear of being swallowed up alive or devoured. Okay, so I'm going to go into some Hindu deities. Starting with Kali, who is the goddess of many things, including the goddess of devouring. We're working with her relationship to Ganesh. And when Dr. John Valtam years ago put together body talk around the pons, cerebellum, brainstem area, he understood that to be in connection to the deity of Ganesh. This is more so in Purama, in the advanced courses of body talk. So if you've done a fair amount of body talk, but not those trainings, you'll know why you haven't quite heard that before. Excuse me. So this energy of Ganesh is very much about placing and removing obstacles when and as need be. So placing and removing the appropriate obstacles in one way of thinking about this to support you on your path in life. To fully connect to that relationship of again the divine. Because you see, it's actually placed at the very top of the spine. And this spine is thought to almost be like a ladder that we climb. Jacob's ladder is what it's referred to as. And the 33 vertebrae that are Jacob's ladder are also referred to in other traditions, in particular the Christian one. Of Jesus and Christ consciousness being appropriate to age 33 when it's thought that he was crucified on the cross, which in more Gnostic interpretations of that is the understanding that not so much that he died to save us from our sins, but that he actually surrendered that he surrendered to the that which was greater than him. That didn't actually, the fear was that he would be devoured potentially, but the actuality of it was the illumination or the radiance of the human from within. So one could argue that all is translating to a fear of our own beauty. Okay. So as we work with this relationship between Kali and Ganesh overall, forgive my very long diatribe there. It's a different type of left brain theoretical information introduction that I normally do more so at the beginning, but it, for whatever reason, came up more so in the middle. The relationship here, we need to do a few things. Imagine that we can give it its own body talk session. So again, you heard a fair bit about Ganesh removing, placing obstacles, why it's at the top of the spine, to make sure that we're not facing that particular challenge of acceptance or embodiment of the divine before we're truly prepared and ready for it. And looking at Kali, again, the goddess of devouring, but also the goddess of creation and destruction alike. And very much a goddess that's misinterpreted, but is in deep, deep service to the human experience of life. So we're going to give these two in their relationship their own mini body talk session, starting with releasing a fear of romantic relationships, in particular, a fear of the same old, but not being able to get anywhere different with it, and just feeling tortured from the repetition of it. And that includes not I actually can expand that, not just romantic relationships, but all relationships that relate to a quality of love. So it might be family, friends, your animals, including romantic partners. Okay, there we go, got it. And whatever you believe is a loving relationship, so that could even include people that are more neutral or even, kind of unknown or distant or far off. Okay, then we're going to run hydration for these two to support their capacity to serve each other and to flow fluidly throughout the system. To essentially destroy anything that no longer needs to be here. And that's linking now to the back of the skull, the occiput, which in another way of thinking about it is also thought to be the cave of Brahma, or the cave of God itself. And through here, we're just simply running circulation of blood, nerve, and lymph. And then again, we're connecting again Ganesh and Kali in this particular region of the brain. And running lymphatic drainage now through all things midline, through the skull, brain, head, face, neck. And the words that go with this as a permission statement are simply, I trust. And there's a secondary option or variation of that, which are the words, I trust myself. There's a third one, I trust all of me. Okay, I just checked, no fourth one, that's it. So I trust. I trust myself, and I trust all of me. Three different permission statements running through this midline. And as we do that, we're going to link that to the earth element, and that's connected to, again to that midline of head, face, neck, brain. And then also working here with one more permission statement, and the words are kind of in alignment. But it's more so the angle of surrender. The words here are, I surrender to myself. I surrender to myself. Not all is linking into house 12, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. We can also think of it in a way, as it's working with endings, of the capacity to literally end things in a way that allows for peace or a letting go that results in being able to rest in peace. And potentially surrender is just simply that, the allowance to rest in peace. Running lymphatic drainage. Through this time, the pancreatic reflex point or spleen 21 acupuncture point, we're actually going to work with it bilaterally. And in technical body talk, it's only on the left side. However, spleen 21 is through the left and the right. It's found about a hand's width down. So if you're working on the left side for that pancreas reflex point, you take your right hand, including your thumb, underneath the relaxed left armpit. Notice hiking up with the shoulder. And right around that baby joint of the finger, we're going to poke around that area of your body, or it's kind of around in a simpler way, where an underwire bra would end. I'm working with the connection now between that and heart one acupuncture point, which is found deep in that subscapularis muscle or deep in the armpits. And it's a rotator cuff for our shoulder. And here we're looking in particular the innervation of C7, the nerve that comes up C7 vertebrae. And with it is carrying this sense of, I shouldn't ask for help, I should restrain that. And also I have no business asking for a deeper connection to the divine, to spirit, to universe. And through here, releasing two emotions, that of shame and also that of worry, releasing all the various layers of confusion. And this is particularly in the mental body, around the thought processes, around I'm not worthy of that kind of a connection. I'm not worthy of really understanding what that is. I'm not worthy of truly receiving that, and I'm not worthy of embodying it. Or being with it in a way that might even supersede my understandings from a left brain perspective. So I shouldn't open up. I shouldn't open up my heart to that fully. Which that in turn keeps our heart closed to all other beings. Okay, we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive however feels right for you. Giving that a slow, deep breath, maybe two. Okay. Then we're working with the entire heart meridian. Now there is the line that runs through the pinky finger all the way through to the heart. There's also a branch that goes down to the stomach and a branch that goes up to the underside of the chin and all the way around the jawline. It helps us to literally take in or face forward through an open heart, whatever it is we are facing, and offering our open heart through the face and or the lack thereof at times. We're working predominantly now with the face region, and we're working with the various different facial bones and muscles. And there is a massive level of confusion here around how to face forward from a state of disconnection or a state of not being in full alignment with, again, whatever that word is for you, God, universe, spirits. I have a friend who abbreviates that as GUS, GUS, God, universe, spirit. Kind of like that term. Turn it out once in a while. For those of you who have been with me for a few years, you've probably heard it a few times. And as we work with this, how it is we're facing forward, what it is we are orienting towards, and the lack of disconnection that feels like it's, in a sense, almost creating a new level of disorganization on top of what seems to already be disorganized. So as we work to support the restoration of coherence through the various facial bones and muscles, we're going to give it its own little mini body talk session. And again, primarily focusing on that through the understanding of the heart meridian is innervating this all. And I might have spoken too soon. Just before we do that, we need to also work with the internal branch that goes down to the stomach. And we're supporting, again, the muscles and the bones of the face in alignment to how it is we're stomaching our interactions or our social connections. How is it we're stomaching consciously our social connections? And here, through the muscles and the face, we're releasing expectations of rejection as well as insecurities that feel like they have nowhere else to go but to be a dead end and land in failure. Then running one more round of lymphatic drainage, this time for the underside of the face where the skin attaches to the connective tissue, as well as through the connective tissue itself. So we're working with draining out any toxins, gunk, waste, and overanalyzing low self-esteem in particular and overthinking, where those layers interface between the skin and the underlying connective tissue. It has a sense of it being stuck in some sort of like a web. And it feels like the same imagery that a fly might have if it was captured in a spider's web. And the more you try to struggle or move around, the more entangled you get. It becomes almost like quicksand. And maybe that's a sense that you have in, you know, at a base level through most of your social interactions, or maybe that's just like one particular person. They've had that sense of feeling overwhelmed. That you're now entering quicksand. And here it's actually releasing the gaslighting confusion or the confusion of being purposely confused or consciously confused by another person. And that's not always unconsciously, but it can be. And gaslighting is things that happen, let me say it differently. It's something that someone might say to you that convinces you that you are somehow crazy or that you buy into that line of thinking. And releasing the worry from the reptilian brain. That you actually won't be able to survive if you fight back against the gaslighting. And this is once again orienting to connections, social connections, and in particular, those love-based relationships. And that might include all of your relationships. It might include just some, however you think of that for yourself. And then running lymphatic drainage through the upper trap muscle, which tends to store the emotion of fear. In this case, it's got both fear and worry, and it's working with social anxiety or the times in which maybe not necessarily yourself, but potentially ancestors, as we're going back 7 generations and cleaning that out here. Okay, I'm going to tap this part out here. It's an invitation to breathe and to receive. Giving that another round of breath. Okay, we're gonna head back to that heart meridian. And rather than going to the branches up and down, we're going through the main line of the heart meridian through pinky finger to heart on both sides. I often think of the heart meridian as being like our wings, helping us to fly, to soar, to rise, to expand, to connect, fueled with fire, to the essence of where we send fire. If we were like burning smoke on purpose as we prayed, it would be sent up to the heavens to honor again the gods, the universes, the spirits, the divine, the eternal. Okay, and here working with two sides of the same coin, and the theme here is that of praise. I'm working with both excess and deficiency. The times where you felt like, fuck it, why would I bother being thankful for this? Or the lack of gratitude? As well as times where you were maybe excessively thankful or excessively thinking that you had to be in a constant state of sacrifice and gratefulness in order to survive. And we're finding that middle ground here around what it is to be in praise. To again, the eternal, or potentially even that which you think of as greater than yourself, whatever your wording for that is, as well as praise to the connection that you have to yourself. And then we're working with a consciousness of integration. And releasing the various belief systems that are getting in the way of integration, or feeling like things are keeping you at bay from being able to take in that which is nourishing for you, or keeping you stuck in general and taking action. And for this stuckness all the way through the heart meridian, we're gonna run a seed that's gonna continue for the next week until we meet again. As that happens, it's also going to simultaneously, as some of you already know, that Sidri has a D for defrag. We're going to defrag worry in particular from that heart meridian. So let's start at the beginning with the Sidri, with the C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that again drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, electrons, the protons, solitons, neutrons, We hear the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, to help the nervous system and the immune system, and really our whole body minds to heal. Also working with the balance of yin, our feminine nourishment, and yang, our masculine protection, and running hydration here. Taking in water, joy, releasing any impurities. Then D for defrag, much like the computer defrag or the spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer needs to be here or remains, can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness. Think of it as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And in sync with that, we're running the releasing the belief system. And I will get my needs met, whatever the costs. And not that the belief system is necessarily off, but the amount of will that it's taking to make that happen is excessive. So what if we could actually get our needs met without it having to come from the belief system of I will make this happen at any cost, in essence. I'm releasing that insecurity, I'm going to call it, of wanting to control or govern or dominate in order to make sure that happens. Releasing that through the front body, from pretty much the top of the head through to the waist, right around that diaphragm, more so. Here, working with the gallbladder meridian. I'm bringing in the essence of stability and then restoring that right back up to, again, the sides of the head, at the base of the skull, where the skull meets that spine. And once again, working with the essence of trust, this time releasing distrust from the sides of the head. And that's great because it's actually not the area that is meant to connect to trust. That actually happens to the center line. And with it comes the belief system of you don't know what you're doing. To which I might even reply, like, what if you actually, just for now, don't actually have to have it all figured out? Just for now. Then we're working with the various different head to spine reciprocals, the jaw joints, TMJ to the sacroiliac, the back of the hips for the sciatic nerve runs. The sphenoid to the coccyx. The sphenoid as it runs through the temples where it becomes external and goes to connect all the other skull bones to the tailbone. The occiput, back of skull to sacrum, back of pelvis, connecting us to the entire craniosacral healthcare modality. And linking each upper vertebrae with each lower vertebrae, topmost with bottommost until they meet in the center at the base of the heart roughly. And it's all defined by the essence of consistent celebration of life. So head to spinal complex might just be able to actually connect to the transcendence of suffering in a way that allows us to celebrate life in a deeper, broader, richer way. And releasing from here the essence of worry that we'll never get there. That's more so coming off of the left chest and upper back musculature, as well as nerves that feed those muscles. So as we work with the fear of never getting there or not making it, we also need to unhook the collapse of why bother trying then? I'll just stay safe by not actually taking action and going for things. So we might call that even just like a mild flavor of apathy, releasing that through more so the right upper back, chest, shoulder region. Okay, we're going to tap here. Invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Giving that a few rounds of breath, two or three. Interesting. Working with, excuse me, didn't really stretch my eye. The connection between the heart meridian as it runs through the hands along that baby finger side, and the calf musculature, which works with sometimes self-deprecation, sometimes control. Those are a couple of the common things. Might have other things in there too. And for whatever reason, we're also going to include stubbornness. And through the hands, working with the essence of manipulation. So, type of manipulations that we might engage in when we are coming from a place of stubbornness. I'm going to link right hand to left calf and left hand to right calf as we work with this territory. All defined as well by the consciousness of judgment. Or potentially overjudging or harshly judging in a way that doesn't allow for either acceptance or appreciation to shine through. And here we're running the permissions of I'm responsible. And pardon me, I'm only responsible for myself. I'm only responsible for myself. I'm only responsible for myself. Which also are going to extend to include your children and your animals. Children and animals are also included as a part of that. And coming back to that heart meridian, we're working with the belief that you have to grasp or cling to pain or suffering in order to exist as real. Working with the belief that your pain and suffering are what make you real. And releasing that habit. In particular, as it runs through the left side of the chest and heart. Okay, that's all looking now to the eighth house, house of death, rebirth, regeneration, and also other people's money. And here, through the left chest and upper back, along with that heart meridian, releasing the suspicion, releasing the pattern or habit of being suspicious as to why anybody else would honor your own value or worth in particular ways that are both financial as well as emotionally validating. And also related to that, releasing suspiciousness around kindness, connection, and love. Here we're circulating neutrons through where again that skull joins the spine, as well as through the cave of the occipital bone and cerebellum region. As we circulate neutrons, circulating the energy of neutrality and releasing anything that's in the way of that. And then running the permissions here of I don't have to work so hard. I don't have to work so hard. As we tap that out, we're also going to run switching technique, which helps to cope or deal with stress. And engage with it in very different ways. As well as we're going to run pancreatic reflex point for just that left side to support the capacity to take in the embrace of the divine or to take in the beauty, the sweetness of life. Beautiful. We're going to tap this part out here, invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And then, interestingly enough, I don't think I've seen this one before, or not in recent times anyways, working with body chemistry to integrate things, which helps to support the immune system and works with the consciousness of acceptance. And working specifically with the category of intolerances on an emotional frequency. But it's not going into any specific emotions. It's kind of emphasizing shame and overwhelm, but they're all included here. And it seems to be most noticeably disrupting the energy channels and the energetic connections that happen via the heart meridian, the heart brain, the heart chakra. Or the essence of spirit here that's contained in the heart, the Shen, or even the soul that's thought to be stored in the right atrium of the heart. As we do this, simultaneously cleaning out any layers of confusion between your spirit and your soul. tapping here, breathing here. And as I tap this out, it's just naturally happening. There's layers of loneliness as well as aloneness alike, sloughing off of where that skeleton is the spine, loneliness on the left and aloneness on the right. And as it's releasing, it's also releasing from acupuncture points. I forget their formal names, but they relate to the quality of sleep we receive. We're going to run one more thing for integration here, which is the permissions. It's safe to rest now. It's safe enough, pardon me, to rest now. It's safe enough to fully rest now. Got it. It's safe enough to fully rest now. It is safe enough to fully rest now. It's safe enough to fully rest now. Breathing into that, receiving that. Let's tap this part in here. And as it runs, it's also trickling all the way through the midline. Almost like a gentle rain shower, connecting to that midline essence of trust and surrender. The thing about surrender is it happens with the most subtle gentleness. Not by means of, even minor aggression or will or force. Giving that another few rounds of breath. And if it feels right, connecting to the resource that you found at the beginning of the session one more time. I got a song that is actually called Empowerment by Faith Soul from the album YSRA. It's about 4 minutes and 17 seconds, about roughly, exactly, 4 minutes and 17 seconds. And as you focus on that resource, if you feel called to or simply are resting in peace in the place where you're at right now, I invite you to connect to your breath and see how softly, how gently that can happen. Breathing here, receiving here.
Tell me what's the point in living if we ain't close to the With hardship comes ease. Literally, with hardship comes ease. And I think we know our lives have been far from easy. See, the journey that we've gone on, the journey that we all go on, you can't put it into words. And what I've learned to realize is with all of us, we've undergone things in our lives that no one else will ever understand. And only our eyes have ever seen, and only our hearts have felt that experience. And as a result of it, we can feel like we're alone on the journey. No sense of direction, it's only us going. And in those moments, it's hard to step forward and become something better. But the reality of the situation is, in hardship, we're not alone. Everybody undergoes challenges. Everybody's going to undergo difficulties, the process of life. But when we realize that and we take steps forward, we can then attain a positivity and we can attain a beauty that far precedes anything that we could have witnessed before. Fair enough, our hardship we are all tied into, but the joy that we can attain can be unique for us all. And it's the realization that that can change the way that we live, can change the way that we feel and the way that we experience life. And the thing is, we aren't just alone, we are life's longing for itself. So after us, there will be life again. And the foundations that we put in place and the people that we choose to become, our children inherit. You get me? So I say it simply, proudly and truly, with hardship comes ease. And when we embrace that fact, the human spirit will always make it through. And in that, this is my prayer to you. This is my wish for you. Have faith in the promise of life itself, and you will continue, and you will continue. Just have faith, you'll make it through. Amen. I love you. Amen.
Thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for being you exactly as you are. And thank you once again for all that's gone into this sweet opportunity of connection here today. Wishing you a beautiful day and week ahead. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Have yourselves a beautiful day, y'all. Yeah, you're most welcome. Right back at y'all. Have a great day too. So interesting that the sound took a bit to kick in. I'm glad it got there.